Welcome back to The Chronicles of a Mad Lab Assistant, A Darkish Pygmalion. Today I'm reading Chapter 4. The setting sun stained the western sky in deep bands of orange and crimson as students and faculty drifted home for the night. Even within the hospital, some of the daytime staff were leaving their posts while others arrived to begin the nocturnal watch. Edward threaded his way beneath the trees that lined the walk, their dense canopies throwing the pass into shadow. Ornamental shrubs and clipped hedges beside the wrought iron fences blurred into the early dusk. The light pooled in the hollows of the pavement and trembled at the edges of the lawns. A pair of nurses hurried past, their starched aprons catching the last of the light. Edward turned toward the hospital lift and noted how few remained. The late shift had narrowed the stream of people to a trickle. The guard posted by the morgue nodded in his direction and motioned him over. "William Wakely's at it again," the man muttered, rolling his eyes. "Gave me the brush off when I said he'd have to wait for the attendant. Since he's staff, I can't send him packing." Edward groaned inwardly. The guard's hands were tied by hospital protocol. His duty ended at the door. Still, the prospect of an officious assistant prowling among the slabs irritated him. The morgue, after all, was his charge. When he pushed open the heavy door and stepped into the chilled vault, the intruder was already there, peering at one of the older cadavers. Edward expressed a smirk. It was one of those bodies that Cedric had been nibbling upon some nights before. He barely had time to slip on his lab coat before the man noticed him. William Wakely was a florid, heavy-set fellow with dull brown hair and the manner of someone who believed himself indispensable. Edward's annoyance sharpened when a spatter of his interrogator's spittle spattered his cheek as he demanded, "Where are the fresh ones?" Wiping his face with a linen handkerchief, Edward answered with a mock innocence, "Fresh what? Lettuce? Arkham's greengrocer closed some hours ago." The remark disarmed Wakely for a beat. He jabbed an accusing finger at Edward. "How have standards fallen hiring people who can't run a proper morgue? My master, Dr. Herbert West, requires a fresh cadaver for his research. There must be something recent." "West? Never heard of him," Edward said smoothly, though every whispered corridor tale of Miskatonic had acquainted him with the name and the disquieting rumors that trailed it. He was in a prickly mood and resolved to make Wakely work for any favor. He edged back out of the spray range. "I can't release bodies to just anyone. Do you have a requisition form from the doctor? Claim be his man does not suffice." Edward's voice was cold and precise. The practice of proper documentation had been drilled into him since his first day at the Ledger. A malicious thought crossed his mind. He allowed a small smirk to show. "Besides," he added, moving ceremoniously to the nearest slab, "you are not Dr. West. As assistant, you will need two sets of paperwork to obtain one of this morgue's cadavers." Wadey's face reddened. He ground his teeth, turned, and flung the heavy door outward with more force than the old portal deserved. It thudded slow and reluctant on its hinges as he left. Edward exhaled and set about his inventory. The checklist told him who had been collected, who remained, and which remains were reserved for Nanami. The routine soothed him. The ordered rows of name tags and the soft click of his fountain pen lent a measure of civilization to the subterranean cold. Cedric did not appear that evening. To Edward's relief, the dog-faced ghoul once the previous attendant had been officially declared missing in the term of Edward's recruitment. But the truth of his ongoing existence had come to Edward by other means. The thought that Cedric still moved within Arkham had unsettled him at first. In time, he elected to keep the knowledge to himself. Cedric, for his part, had given little explanation for his change. He spoke of taste and convenience with a strange clinical shrug. The recent dead, he said, were simpler than manufacturing fresh corpses. The leer he wore when he voiced such talk had left Edward's chief sleepless more than once. A ghoul who retained the memory of student days, however, could be useful. Sometimes he helped with sketches or indexing, and a grudging companionship had formed between the two. Tonight, Edward welcomed the quiet he had essayed to finish before Monday, and the morgue's hush offered the solitudes needed for concentration. His pen moved steadily. Paragraphs that had seemed obstinate in daylight began to yield. He finished rough drafts and carefully stowed them in his briefcase to polish later. Before the shift had begun, he had verified his schedule at the administration office. Weekends and public holidays paid more, but devoured time, so he seldom took them. This weekend, he had set aside for Boston. Materials and tools waited there, and he intended to make good use of the journey.